Now time for a locker room chat with Onega head football coach Ben Colterman after playing in a scrimmage game versus Kickapoo Nation last week. Coach, how did that go?
It went really well. Their coaches, their players, spoke with their principal. They were very gracious for the opportunity. You know, our young kids got a ton of playing time that night. It was competitive, you know, towards the end of the game. They really kind of got some things going offensively, which was good to see them have some success also. But, you know, everybody stayed healthy, and I think we actually had fun. So it was a great night, really.
Very nice to hear. And, Coach, you guys had a couple weeks now to prepare for Riverside. Well, first of all, take us through what you guys all did last week.
So last week, yeah, we did look ahead just a little bit, knowing that the Kickapoo game was going to be sort of like a JV game. So, you know, we just kind of dug a little deeper into scouting them, you know, and that's really the main thing. We just had a little more time to prepare on both sides of the ball. So hopefully that'll translate to some success this Friday.
A little bit more studying up for you guys, but this week pretty much business as usual.
Yes, absolutely. Back to the grind. A little more physical this week. I'm not saying that we took the week off or anything, but you know, I think Monday we went helmet, shoulder pads, a little lighter than we normally would. But yeah, back to the grind this week for certain.
Yeah, absolutely. What were some of the varsity kids doing during the JV game? Were they coaching them up any, or what was going on there?
Yeah, absolutely. Very encouraging. There was a fair amount of emotion, you know. You know, they were happy for the young guys, and on both sides too. You know, we were very encouraging to the Kickapoo kids also, you know, because we know they're kind of getting their program going there and everything. So great sportsmanship. I showed a lot of class. But yeah, they were cheerleaders more than coaches, I think.
That's very cool. I love that. It's you guys ended up winning that one, and you guys moving on to Riverside. We'll talk about the Cyclones coming up here in just a bit here with Onega head football coach Ben Colterman here on Locker Room Chat. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Onega head football coach Ben Colterman ahead of their game on the road in Wathena against the Riverside Cyclones. And coach, just like you guys, they have three losses. They do have a win in week one. They haven't won since then. What are some things that you know about the Cyclones?
Big, physical, athletic, similar to last year, which was a very competitive first half, and then it kind of got away from us later in the second half. We're expecting them to be confident. We're expecting them to be very motivated. Also, it's a home game for them. And both teams, you know, this is a district game, so it's a must-win scenario also. So we're expecting to get their best shot.
Certainly. And, Coach, this is a team in Riverside has now allowed over 35 points in the last two games. The defense has been exposed, but they have started playing some better competition. What are your thoughts on the Riverside defense, and how are you trying to attack them?
They're tough. They're scrappy. They tend to blitz a lot, you know, which has caused problems against their opponents that we've seen on tape. You know, we just have to take care of what we can do, and that starts with blocking. You know, we have to block well, and that's probably say that about every single game, but it's really, really true in this game. Like I said, they're big, they're physical. It's going to be a heck of a challenge, but if we block well and we clean up our mistakes, take care of the ball, which has been an issue a couple games for us this year, limit the penalties, which has been an issue a couple games this year, we do what we can do and we do it well, and I like us.
Absolutely. And tell us about Race, what he makes him such a fantastic leader on and off the field.
Well, Race has been obviously senior this year, been with us for 4 years. Big, tough, strong kid. He's kind of a quiet kid, but he leads with his performance. You know, you turn on the lights and Race is going to turn it on. So we love Race. We plan on utilizing him kind of how we have, you know, up until this point. Both sides of the ball, and I think he's gonna be a big factor in what we do Friday night for sure.
Yeah, it should be a fun one. It's Onega at Riverside, as I'm here with Onega head football coach Ben Colterman. Coach, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.